In the complex tapestry of human emotions, understanding and managing them are vital aspects of nurturing our emotional well-being. Emotions, both subtle and intense, influence our thoughts, behavior, and interactions, significantly shaping our overall quality of life. We're joined this afternoon by Caroline Carter, who has been working as an emotional skills specialist for the last 9 years, helps people develop the necessary emotional literacy to identify and express emotions effectively in a universally acceptable manner. Good afternoon, Caroline, and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Yusuf. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. What are common emotional triggers and how do they impact our well-being?
Well, emotional triggers are stimuli. They could be memories, objects, or people that spark intense negative emotions, like anxiety, anger, insecurity, a sense of unfairness, rejection, or judgment. And they send us into a state of extreme overwhelm or distress almost immediately. So our triggers are rooted in past traumatic experiences. And the more hurts we've endured and the weaker our boundaries, the more reactive we are to people and events. So in order to protect us from harm, our brains are scanning for stimuli that might indicate a threat. And that means that sometimes we have oversized reactions to stimuli that seem innocuous to everyone else. And the problem is that our reactions to triggers impact our well-being because our reactions are not usually logically aligned to what the situation would call for. They're either huge outbursts that hurt people around us, or they manifest as panic attacks, or we could withdraw completely and isolate ourselves out of fear of something that's not what anyone else would consider a threat. So the impact of our reactions to triggers can be really debilitating to ourselves and our relationships.
Yeah, so that lays down the understanding of this. What are some effective strategies for cultivating emotional resilience?
Develop a growth mindset and understanding that there's no such thing as perfection, but we do our best. And knowing that this too shall pass. Optimism is really a choice. And it's not to say being positive all the time, because we do hurt, we're human. But it's understanding and accepting that this emotion is not going to sit with me forever. I'm going to come out on the other side. Another important thing is self-care. That is not selfish. It is essential to our well-being. And asking for support, and not just from a therapist or any other professional, but also support in our everyday lives, like asking for help with washing the dishes, little things that can minimize overwhelm. And then gratitude. Gratitude is a great way to immediately redirect and change your mood. And also, look for the glimmers. Instead of focusing on the triggers all the time, looking for the glimmers so that we can have little droplets of hope inspiring us throughout the day.
Yes, certainly. How can individuals identify and address emotional triggers in their daily life?
Paying attention, firstly, to what's going on in your body. Is your heart racing? Is your breath shallow? Are your palms sweating? Are you shaking? Or is your face hot? All of these are physical reactions and telltale signs that you are experiencing intense emotions. So considering that our triggers are rooted in traumatic experiences, we need to at some point acknowledge them and work through those past traumas so that our triggers don't have such immense power over us. And we often know where the trauma lies, but we're afraid to confront it because it is a painful experience. But unless we develop the courage to allow ourselves to sit with the uncomfortable emotions, they will not dissipate. They will shout at us louder and louder until we listen to what they're trying to express. So if we acknowledge our triggers and acknowledge our emotions that go with that, and then give ourselves some space to pause, be aware of what's going on in our bodies, breathe and reflect and choose our response. That's what I call responsibility, our ability to choose how we respond in a moment.
Yes. So it's a choice that we can make. What role does self-awareness play in understanding and managing emotions?
Mm-hmm. Well, self-awareness really means acknowledging all parts of ourselves, our strengths, which we definitely should focus on, as well as areas that need developmental strengthening. Because once we're armed with honest knowledge about ourselves, we are better able to be equipped for whatever life throws at us. If I know I'm going into a situation that is going to cause me stress, I can prepare for that by visualizing what my response will be. I can ask people close to me for suggestions on how I could respond better to a trigger that I know is coming, and using things like affirmations and breathing techniques to calm myself, reassurance that the way I've reacted rather than responded in the past may have been a little silly, and even learn to laugh at myself so I can learn from those experiences.
Yes, certainly. Then, you know, to take this further, how can emotional management techniques be applied to promote better mental health?
Okay, application, that's always the hard part. But simple daily practices really go a long way to improving overall well-being. Practices like mindfulness, meditation, physical exercise is a great way to release negative emotions and stimulate production of endorphins. And another hugely powerful emotional management tool is journaling, because not only is it a safe way to bring emotion to conscious awareness and express that emotion, but it promotes reflection on how we could respond better in the future with conscious awareness. And also, it seems counterintuitive, but if we're having a negative emotion, taking positive action. So the opposite of what we would think. For example, if we're feeling lonely and want to lock ourselves in the room, do the opposite and seek out supportive people. If you're feeling sad, dance. It does kind of sound crazy, but it does redirect our brains and are really good mood changers. But the thing is, whichever method you choose that's good for you, it's consistency that's key. They've got to be daily practices. So that, again, when we're feeling overwhelmed or intense negative emotions that present themselves because of triggers, and let's face it, triggers are going to be everywhere, we're able to bring ourselves back to a calm state. And also, being gentle with ourselves. We're all on the lifelong journey of healing and learning, and we grow through the painful periods. That's where we grow most. So acknowledging that sometimes things are not happening to us, but for us, so that we can grow.
Certainly, those are profound words that will really help us through the different situations that we have in life. Thank you, Caroline, for your time. We appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.